But we got this this bit we've been working on. We still haven't coined the right name for it, but it's whatever. It's basically, who do you trust more? A groundhog?
Right.
Or this, all right? You guys ready for the list?
Yes.
Who do you trust more? A groundhog determining future weather patterns or an actual meteorologist predicting future weather habits?
Come on, dude. I'm going with the meteorologist. Frankie Flowers types, you can't go wrong.
They can get it wrong. They get it wrong all the time.
Not my guy, Frank. Anyway, I trust the meteorologist.
Meteorologist. Okay, you're on the meteorologist.
CP24 had I think it was, I can't remember her name. She was great.
They do a great job, you know. But I think a lot of it is just, what is the other person doing?
Exactly.
Oh, you've got a storm coming? Yeah, me too. I was just looking at that.
You see it on the news all the time.
There might
be a Florida. It's like, yeah, it's going to be perfect out. Or you're in Florida on a
vacation. Actually find the weather people to be like, around 12, you might see some showers. You're golfing, all of a sudden, 12 showers.
They do hit it, but more than the groundhog? The groundhog's 50%.
Yeah, it's a coin flip.
It's a coin flip. I'm going to go with the meteorologist, though, as well, because there's more information, more data.
You're talking about a hog and a real person.
I know, but you're talking about the weather.
For all of this, you have to consider you're talking about a hog.
Believe me, this is just the start. Everyone's right. A person. And there's going to be times where you're trusting
the hog.
The hog.
Yes, exactly. Yes,
I'll go meteorologist, though.
All right. Yeah, I'm on meteorologist. A groundhog predicting the weather or Ben Simmons from 3?
Groundhog. Dude, I'm going hog.
The groundhog.
Dude, I'd even go hog over Ben Simmons playing.
How about Ben Simmons open lane layup? Groundhog.
He'll
predicting.
Pass it.
I think it's still a groundhog.
No, dude, come on. Ben Simmons, an open lane layup. I'm going Ben Simmons over the hog.
No, I think it's 50-50.
Three-pointer or maybe dressing, I'm going hog. But I'll take Ben Simmons layup. Come
on. Three-pointers, no doubter. Yeah. From the line, I'd say a free throw, it's still a groundhog all day.
A layup? Come on.
Semi-contested layup, it's groundhog.
It's the groundhog, and I think the groundhog...
Open lane, maybe it's
with a non-contested...
Think about what you're saying right now. You're talking about
it's
a guy that makes $35 million
and it's a legitimate question. Jacques Vaughn would probably say groundhog.
Did he not have a lane to, was it last year he had a lane to the bucket and he passed it?
Absolutely.
There's
a ton of examples of that. Open lane.
Yeah.
No,
I'm not doing it.
Or he just misses it. Groundhog predicting the weather or Al's brother picking NFL games?
Groundhog.
That's my guy. I'm going Al's brother.
No, you're not.
Groundhog.
You're compromised.
Don't see it happening.
What do you mean
it's groundhog.
Compromised?
It's groundhog. It's groundhog. Groundhog's
it's Al's
50-50.
Brother. You got to admit, that guy has some good picks.
He's making some good picks. Last week was not his best week.
No.
He's had a couple of weeks where
but when the chips
it's
matter,
been clouded.
This is the King Daddy topper here coming up.
Yes,
it is.
This is the
and I think if
weekend.
You had an overall record type thing, for Al's brother, it's B-plus all day long.
It's not much more than the groundhog. Groundhog's 50-50, man. And Al's brother, he might be 51%. It might lean Al's brother.
It's a coin flip.
But I think in a big game, it's the groundhog. Groundhog predicting the weather or the Leafs in the playoffs. Joe from the Bridge probably won't post this. Oh, he did. I'm surprised he put that up on TV. You got to be honest. It's groundhog right now. Like it is groundhog based on their history. It's groundhog. No one wants it. You know.
I'm not going to slap the Leafs in the face, but they haven't got out of the first round in 6 years. They haven't won a playoff series in 18.
Yeah. Well,
but I'm not taking a stupid groundhog over the.
You're on the Leafs.
I'm taking Leafs.
You're on the Leafs. Okay.
Yeah, I just don't want to be disrespectful.
All right, take that one out then. Fine, you don't have to.
Pull this one out.
All right, you can pull it out. That's Joe from the Bridge shouldn't have been posting.
Put that. Take that banner.
Stupid idea. Put that one up.
That one shouldn't count.
Exactly. Let's table that one and move on. We'll pass.
Pass.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I'll pass on that.
All right. Groundhog predicting the weather or Tom Brady on retirement.
Brady's retiring, dude. He's not coming back.
You're so naive.
I'm taking the groundhog.
I
think 3 months from now.
Dude, I'll bet you 500. You want to bet 500?
No, I don't need to bet. I don't want to bet. I don't need to bet. But this
just
guy
to have
can...
the bet out there. 500.
No.
Just to have it.
500 pesos.
Okay. What happens?
500
bucks. 100 bucks.
100 pesos.
What if Giselle comes back to Tom and she gives the Rocky speech like, go win? Like, now they get back together, and it's like...
The Rocky speech?
The Rocky speech. Remember the speech? Yes, Rocky 3.
I was thinking about her yesterday.
Adrian.
Like, did she send a note to him saying, you couldn't walk away to go and play like that for a year? I mean, we don't know the details of
that. We don't know, but I got to think
I thought about that.
I got to think he regrets playing this year. You got to think... There's a part of him that's like, I probably didn't need that.
If it was Giselle slash marriage or go and play like that for a year, I think he's taking a mulligan on that one.
Yeah.
I just
probably,
I feel like...
But
they,
I'm going to go Groundhog
I'm
on
going
this.
Groundhog.
Nah, I'm going Brady. I'm flipping. I'm going Brady.
I'm going Groundhog. I think he gives a chance.
I'm going Hog.
Groundhog predicting the weather. Do you have more faith in that or wearing white pants on a hot day?
Do we need to discuss this again? This is Hog.
Hog around the table.
Yeah, unless you have triple layered padding underpants.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get labeled some guy with bad swass on a hot day. You can never recover from
Chris
that.
Chris Berman.
Yeah, Berman. I was at the Pro-Am at Pebble.
And he was wearing...
He had light khakis.
He had khakis on. And he sweat. Right,
they were road darks by 18.
The back of his neck, all the way down to his toes.
The Swami, he got sewered. So that is on the production truck. That someone had it out for the Swami.
And executives got to say, take the Swami off the TV. Right?
Yeah,
I agree. Have some respect.
Someone have respect for Boomer. He's one of the greats of all time.
And producer, he wasn't exactly hitting good golf.
Dude, he was in the bunker slashing it around. He had a bucket hat on. It was a mess.
Yeah, if you're the producer or the director, that is on you to not continue to show
you
him.
You can't. Swami's got
the
swass.
The only thing about that golf tournament, I love Bill Murray. Like, he's one of my favorite actors. I can't watch him. I can't
it's
watch that.
It's always the same thing.
That routine, I'm so over it. I can't.
That's Groundhog Day. I'm surprised Bill has a... I'm
surprised they invited him back, to be honest.
He's always getting invited. He's the biggest celebrity there. There's not, like, a lot of the top players aren't there. It's Bill Murray's tournament. Like, he's synonymous with the Pro-Am.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's always the same thing. He's running down the fairways. You know, hey, we're moving the flag around.
That's
right,
the Caddyshack thing. That's what it is.
Yeah. Do you trust a groundhog predicting the weather or Angel Hernandez behind the plate?
Groundhog. No one blows up Twitter like Angel Hernandez.
It's actually crazy.
I'm going to surprise you and go with Angel here.
Really?
Because as bad as his zone can be, he's still going to be right like 65% of the time, which is horrendous.
Right.
And it drives you crazy. But the Groundhog's 50-50.
Yeah.
Right? Like the Groundhog, you're flipping a coin.
Like every time he would ump, he's trending on Twitter.
He's an auto trend.
It's actually
auto trend.
Must see.
And the headline's the same every time. Angel's at it again.
There he is. But the amazing thing is both teams are furious.
You're not tuning in to watch the teams play. You're tuning in to watch the display by Leslie Nielsen behind the
he's a mess.
Home plate.
I miss the Cowboy Joe West. Like Cowboy, he'd get back there, he had an attitude.
Yeah.
Right? He was miserable. All right, final one. You trust a groundhog predicting weather or astrology? Astrology predicts kind of how your day is going to be.
I'm taking a hog all day long. That's so stupid. You're a Pisces. Oh, so you don't like to eat late.
It's the same science. There's nothing.
Yeah, but I'll go with the hog because I think the other stuff is so stupid.
Like
when someone says, oh, the reason you're like that is because, let me guess, you're a Leo.
There are people are so committed to
it. No, I'm not. I'm a Pisces.
Well, it's a lot. It's like mind readers or psychics. Yeah. You know, if you hit like one or two things, you're like, oh, yeah, you're right. I am a Gemini. That's actually true.
Yeah.
You know, you like, I guess you like wings, don't you? Yeah. I knew it. I knew you were a Gemini. Meanwhile,
The reason they say that is because you've got wing sauce all over your face.
Yeah. Breathing. You know, there's a lot of different possible ways to pick that off. But
I don't know.
I'm going with the groundhog.
I'm trusting the groundhog, too.
I like the groundhog. Wyerton Willie.
Yeah.
You know, Charcuterie Sam out east and Punxsutawney Phil. Our boy Fred. We miss Fred in Quebec.
Wow.
Fred.
Tough day for them.
Yeah. Great names, though, right? Phil, Fred, Sam, Willie.
Shibogi. What is it? What's the name of the city?
Shubernackety.
Shubernackety. We got.
They just call it the shoe,
love.
Though.
The shoe. Shuby.
That's where
Shuby Sam.
Shuby Sam.
Got to give them love.
That's right. All right, Mike Johnson in 20 minutes. We've got Mike Nolan coming up as well. The Super Bowl is about 10 days away. It's almost go time. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 4.